Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Assistant City Engineer Arnold?
Here.
And Commissioner Pollard?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea is excused.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I ask for a moment's silence in memory of the Boston police officer who was murdered. Okay, we move on to item D1, approval of minutes of regular meeting, January 24th, in addition to prayers. Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. No objection. I'll move to item C2, public hearing regarding the village of West Corner, use of city Franklin Department of Public Works. Mr. Sumo. Any applicants here?
Notice is hereby given that the City of Franklin Plan Commission will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 7th, 2019, at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at the City of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Michael J. Martin, Director of Public Works for the Village of Hales Corners, to temporarily relocate the Village of Hales Corners Department of Public Works equipment and employees to the site of the City of Franklin Department of Public Works facility located at 7979 West Ryan Road. The request involves the indoor uses of vehicle repair, offices, desks, break room, etc., and outdoor storage of equipment, parts, tools, portable storage containers, vehicles, trailers, etc., including the overnight parking of vehicles over 8,000 pounds rated gross vehicle weight and minor repair and maintenance of such equipment and vehicles. Projected need of the City of Franklin site through April 26, 2020. Property is zoned I-1 Institutional District.
A good neighbor thing to do, Mr. Nemo, comments?
Would mention the Common Council meeting earlier this week, there was a motion to approve an intergovernmental cooperation agreement that included a part that said that they wouldn't, it was sort of city-sponsored, that means they don't have to pay planning and zoning fees. Otherwise, it's a typical special use. They're expanding and changing the uses at the site. The city engineer has previously told me it's similar uses to what they have out there now. So they'll be using some of the yard, some of the buildings. They're going to have some staff there, similar to what they already do, the City of Franklin already has on the site. Staff's recommending approval with only the standard conditions, but they're going to work there.
Your mentions with regard to the application fees, what you were saying was Hales Corners.
Correct. Okay, this is a public hearing. Public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise and come forward. Give us your name and address. Anyone wishes? So no one rise. I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? The motion to recommend approval of resolution on closing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use of temporary relocation of Village of Hales Corners Department of Public Works equipment and employees to the site of the Franklin Department of Public Works facility located at 7979 West Ryan Road.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to regular order of business. Public hearing for Star Trucking for a holding of road trucking company business. Special use application, Mr. Sumo. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, first, we pass the motion.
Yes. Thank you again.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 7, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application by Forrest Starbeck, owner of Star Trucking LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 4213, Trucking Except Local, to allow for an over-the-road trucking company business use with a maximum of 13 semi-trucks and trailers parked overnight on the east side of the property. Such use also possibly requiring the approval of an application for a natural resource features special exception pursuant to Section 15-10.0208 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance, or in the event or and upon a requirement to remove the existing soccer field immediately to the north of the existing buildings on the property, to pave the area potentially in phases up to a maximum of 40 semi-trucks and trailers parked overnight upon such then former soccer field area on property zone M1 Limited Industrial District and C1 Conservancy District located at 11141 West Forest Home Avenue.
Okay, properly noticed public hearing.
The subject property is up on the screen in case anybody's curious. Some material should be in your packet that shows that property as well. I can mention a couple things in addition to the information that was in the public hearing notice. They're using this site already. They did receive an approval zoning compliance from staff to do a dispatch center out of this building. We did tell them that they had to get special use approval for any trucking on this site. They didn't do that until recently. Now they started the process. That's why we're here tonight. There's a couple other things. The soccer field was mentioned. That was approved without any permits or approvals by a previous owner, or that was built by a previous owner without any approvals. And then there's a building, a patio or something on the building on the north side. Was also built by a previous owner without any approvals. That last one is just a mention that the building inspection department will have to do an after the fact to approve that. So we're trying to clean up those things. So that's the point I'm getting at. We're trying to clean up these things. At the same time, the applicant wants to make changes to the site. The last point that I would like to make is there's some natural resources on the east side of the property. You can see where there's some trees on the far edge of the screen. A gravel area adjacent to that. There's a drainage way, drainage easement, conservancy zoning, some wetlands. And of course, that means there'll be setbacks and buffers and a shore buffer. The applicant does not agree with all of our recommendations, does not agree with all the natural resource requirements either. So you're probably going to have to go condition by condition through this one. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions, and as I mentioned, a number of them the applicant.
Good evening, John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Franklin, Alderman District 6. My recommendation is that if Boris complies with all of the city's requirements and demands, especially those that are surrounding with the DNR project or the DNR requirements, that this be able to move forward. I have not received any calls or complaints as of yet from any neighbors about anything trucking related. However, I think the 13 number, which talked about now, is somewhat more palatable. There will be some concerns if it does reach to that level of 40 plus, and it's almost to that scary word, starts with a T, rhymes with terminal, that nobody wants. So I would, but as far as Boris being, you know, working with the city and the city's demands and the city's requests, then I support it.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone else wish to speak? Seeing no one else rise, we'll close the public hearing. Atkins.
Thank you very much. I have before that, but actually an in-person meeting on August 20th. We began the application process. After Mr. Poop's left, the process changed quite a bit. So we needed to regroup and make some change, which we've done. Mr. Sherbach, can you help us so the commission knows where the property line is up here? Can you stand up and just show us?
The property line, if you go on the west, it's right here. It goes the power line, so it goes right down here. And you can see it here, it's kind of pretty flat top. And it goes right here, and you hold the entrance. Also, so if you go from here all the way down, probably pretty much this, and all the way down until somewhere right about here. So if we are about 110 feet from this point to corner, and then straight up, reach to about somewhere here, and then go all the way to that.
Mr. Sherbach, while you're standing, could you just orientate the commission as to the property owner to their left as you look at the soccer field?
So this thing creates for some area, so that's right here. Here our neighbor is a Burmeister woodworking. Right here, which is south, on the east side, we neighbor with the pillar four, which they come up right here. So stream is right here, there, right here. And on this side, also on the pillar four, all this line. Right here, our neighbor is a Hotel Rouet. And I spoke to a manager at Hotel Rouet, which has no problem whatsoever with this project. And she said, if you guys have any questions, we can call it. And also the people at the Burmeister were working, I spoke to them earlier there. Absolutely no concerns about new parking there. Pillar 4, I was supposed to talk to Mr. Hiller. I guess he's out of country, so he didn't respond to my emails.
So that kind of gives you an orientation of where we're at. The soccer field, or as some may call it, the backyard, was pre-existing when my client purchased the building. Prior owner used it for his personal use, and Mr. Sherbach and his family would like to continue to use it. It's green space, no water, and it's not going anywhere. So that is one of the conditions that he would like to ask the commission to set aside, that being he'd like to keep the soccer field as it is. Also, just for background purposes, there's a mention in the staff report that we received late yesterday afternoon about the building, and I'm referring to page 2 on the project description analysis. It talks about a 1,728 square foot metal building. This property's prior owner had been before the city for purposes of, I believe it was outdoor storage of some kind, RV storage. And Mr. Fuchs, when he was here, was kind enough to share with me the entire file from the city that they had at that time. And when I saw that staff statement yesterday, I pulled up the file from Mr. Fuchs, and I have with me, I only have two copies, so I'm happy to share it. Is a map that was part of the 2008 application. And you'll note that the building, which is being referenced to by the staff, is shown on that application, and that application was approved based on that submittal. So I would suspect that when they approved that application, that building was approved at that time, it existed at the time it was shown on the map.
That's the building right here.
And as I said, that the original has a big red stamp or it has the date of the people on it. That was an email electronically came in. So we talk about what Mr. Sherbach wants to do. He's basically a dispatcher for over the road trucks. And occasionally they do come into the town and they leave their trailers or trucks at the property for a night or two and then they leave. In essence, people call in, you dispatch, and that's it. There's no maintenance there, there's no repairs there. It's basically that, a dispatcher.
We don't store diesel, we don't store absolutely, and we don't store oil, absolutely nothing. So there's no maintenance, absolutely none there, except changing the light bulbs.
And there's going to be no refrigerated trucks running at night. That's just not the purpose of the facility. So I want to walk through that. We talk about maneuvering of the trucks, and perhaps it was just missed in the staff review, but if you look at the middle by the client, Mr. Sherbach, He added additional parking, and Mr. Shabbat, can you show the commission by finding the actual page on the photograph where you added the parking that they were requiring as part of the off-site parking?
For regional sales, so we I wanted to park 7 spots, 7 trailers here, and then 6 spots for that empty trailers pretty much right here. So we made a shoot that we are outside of this property when we did a survey. So we went completely new survey with everything. When they did a survey there, and they that's not a survey that we are outside of any of the, this area. I don't know how to call it. Also, on original Sumiro, I requested turning radius, which is a staff.
Mr. Sherrod, can we just back up? I want to talk about the off-site parking for...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sorry about
in your packet, you should have a photograph of the parking lot. You can see Mr. Strabach shadowing as he's taking the picture, and there's electrical.
So we are talking about the car.
Mr. Strabach, we need to get this on tape. We all have the drawings, so...
You want to come back down here then, maybe, Mr. Okay. Strabach?
Okay. So for off-site parking, which is pretty much car parking, the staff is referring to, and they say that we don't have enough spaces, and I did submit that to them, perhaps they missed it. I sent a picture. So I have 5 spots right in front of the building, and one of those 5 spots is marked with American Disability Act requires us to have 1 spot per 25 spots, so it's clearly marked here, and you submitted it as well.
Are these in your packets? They were in the submittal that was sent in.
I submitted like 10 of that. It's a very odd.
I created
those. We have 5 spots that are right in front of the building toward the north, and then I have another 5 spots. If you see the picture of the truck that was there, so we have 5 spots. And by the way, that's not my truck, so let's make it clear. So I got 5 marked spots right there. So, and then all of those spots are over 190 square feet, fully marked with the yellow paint.
So we believe perhaps
staff
just hasn't had a chance to double check, but we think that particular condition.
Look at this drawing. Your submission.
Can you just grab that if I... Can you tell us the date that you were getting the phone?
The RJ steps is to January 24.
Does it say attachment 1 on it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, I'm looking at the 6 trailer spots.
Sorry, when you say the trailers to the north.
So you got 3 spots on the south,
yeah.
3 spots on
yeah.
The north. So the ones on the north, I don't want to get a truck in there.
But they're not supposed to move that day. So we have all our trailers are brand new trailers in a good condition. So we take them as we need them. So if we need a trailer, we're going to start with the first row. Then we're going to go to the second row. Then we are done with the first row. And then that's how we're going to park them back in. So that's
fine. That's fine.
No. I'm happy to.
There should be a larger drawing in your packet. It does. And there's actually 2 of them. And one is the initial request that shows the 13 spaces and the soccer field remaining as is. And one of the things I wanted to point out, this soccer field was built by the prior owner. Apparently, it was built rather well. And the quotes that Mr. Strabach has received to remove this are close to about $100,000.
That was the lower end of the quote.
And frankly, he's just not in a position to spend that kind of money to remove the soccer field for what I like to call the backyard. So the first drawing you have shows the 13 trucks. that was prepared by a surveyor, Rick Hillman. The second drawing includes 30 spaces, and that is what Mr. Strabach would ask for in the event that the green backyard was being removed, so that he could, he shouldn't have to pave it, he might as well get to use it. So thank you very much for putting that up there.
Yeah.
So there's the larger version of what I'm holding in my hand and what's in the packet. This is the 30 lot, assuming that the soccer field is needed to be removed. And Mr. Sumo had up a moment ago the 13-1. Thank you very much. And if you look on this drawing, you will see, and if I can just get on this slide, it's really briefly, and I'll sit right back down. There is what's called the proposed center line here, and then it goes back along here. I don't drive semis, I don't have a CDL. Mr. Strabach does. And could you explain to the commission what that center line means on that map?
So originally, if I requested on a southeast corner the 30 radius, which is a 40 feet. When we say a 30 radius 40 feet, that means from the center of the circle to the one end. So basically, that's 80 feet radius. But now these days, these new trucks, new trailers, that's more than enough to turn around. But the staff got some concerns about that. So on our meeting on December 17th, with Mr. Sowell, there was a Brian Schneider, Scaley, and Alison Kuhn was there. We agree, okay, if that's a problem, no problem, then I'll remove it. We're gonna use the center line. So the trucks will come in, go to the left, and then back and in all the way down. For somebody that doesn't drive a truck, this looks very hard or something, I can assure you, we do this at least two or three times a day in our trucks. If anybody's got any concerns about that, I invite them to come down there. I'll show you how easy that is. For my drivers, we are very experienced drivers. We don't hire anybody that got less than 3 years experience. So that's very easy to make that maneuver. Also, when I originally proposed on the southeast corner, the turning radius, somebody said that the lady from R.A. Smith, Tina Meyer, said that there's some trees there. I agree. And that's where my concern was. She came over there to my property without ever letting me know. So the staff said that the 40 feet radius over there on the bottom, said there's a trees in there. Yeah, there is. Those trees are dead. They got to be removed no matter what. And we have a clear path, but that's fine. If that's a problem, I'm going to give up on it. I will use them this like center line.
So that's how the trailers will come in and be parked. And again,
yes.
He's asking that the backyard, you know, there's a soccer field, be left in this. The staff recommendation on the top of page 3, my pages aren't numbered, but page 3 indicates the revised site plan in accordance with Division 15-7 be submitted. We believe that the proper site plan in these two surveys has been submitted, and perhaps staff wasn't aware, just didn't have a chance to look at them, but we believe that those have been submitted, and the result that condition has been complied with. Going on down, it indicates they're looking for them to comply with all City of Franklin stormwater management requirements. I believe that we have done that. I'm not sure what the requirements are. We are not typically in this particular staff recommendation. Going back down, the next area indicates staff is looking for an 8-foot tall site-proof wooden fence. Talks about a residential zoning district. There is no residential zoning adjoining this property. If you look to the very front of the document, under use of surrounding properties, it indicates the uses are industrial to the north, industrial to the south, commercial to the east, and industrial vacant land, or institutional to the west. So I'm not clear why an 8-foot fence would be required when there is no residential zoning adjoining the property. So we would ask that condition. Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I was just going through steps.
Yeah. As I look at this, truck's going to pull in this way and turn up and then back all the way down under a canopy of trees. It's got to miss that. Trailer only 6 spots back there. That's
already on the property in this area?
Yes. That is no problem whatsoever. And I can prove you that if you think that that's hard, let me know when you want to stop by. I'll sit you on a truck and I'll show you in a one truck.
Can I do it?
Yes, I'll teach you. It'll be a little while, but I'll teach you. But again, we are, it's for somebody that doesn't drive a semi truck, this looks extremely difficult. According to this picture that looks grand, if you go to, example, truck stop here at Araya Road, the space is 10 times tighter than this. So this is absolutely no, there's no concern or question that this is a super easy maneuver to do it by that.
I think you have to understand here, they're not going to have all 13 truck trailers on the property.
So what's going to happen with all the trailers and the other less than desirable things that are on that south property?
Less aerial.
Mr. Mayor, that's all filled out.
Oh, okay.
That's not there.
That's old.
That's old. That's from the previous one.
Okay.
It's super clean now.
We'll get to the list of conditions. Questions for the commission?
He used to be a semi driver. I work for Adam Family, so I do know that maneuver can be done. I'm interested in those seven parking stalls. I'm assuming the tractor trailer is going to be left, the tractor cab is not going to be left attached to the trailer.
We might have a 1 to 2 the maximum of there, because if people go 7, obviously it'll be a little hard, but we don't, there's not going to be a semi truck tractor. There'll be a semi-trailer.
Just the trailer. So where, where are the tractors going to be? Are they going to be off-site somewhere? Or are they going to park?
No. With the first, so when we said we are over the road trucking companies, we understand all of my drivers I employ, mostly 95% of my trucks are owner operators.
Right.
All of those guys are required to have their own spaces, their own parking. These are just for me, the person. I own some of the trailers that I want to be able to put them there so I can control both sides. I have a person who owns about 4 trucks that are going to be there. No more than 4 tractors.
When you say you own the trucks, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're owning the cab, right?
Yes,
not the trailer. But
I own the trailers.
Okay, you own the trailers too. So you're not going to be parking in the complete tractor, cab, and trailer on this site. Mostly it's just going to be the trailer.
Most is going to be the trailers. Here and there, probably going to leave a tractor hooked to a trailer, but that's going to be rare.
Okay, so most of these long haul drivers are going to be guys that own their tractor, but they probably don't always own the trailer. They just own the tractor.
Yes, and then what I do, I supply with the trailer. Reason why we're asking for 13 spots, you know that truck being a truck driver, the high turnaround. I know, but even back then, the high turnaround, so we have these guys coming and going, so I have the space where to put the trailer until I get the different guy. Majority of my guys, or my drivers, are from Illinois.
There we go. So you'd be taking the track and cap.
Yes, they have trucks and trailers with them. These are the just ones that are going to be, I don't see it.
Right, you did. We're good. And also on the